What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we live in a current environment that is actively pushing polyamory. I find it very ironic. There are way more women than there are men here in America, but yet they still want to push the idea that a woman should have multiple men in her life, when we all know it should actually be the other way around. But I digress. Ladies, there are men out there who the mere suspicion of you being unfaithful will get you dealt with, like the woman in this article that was published on the 24th of January. Wisconsin man shot offline wife over alleged affair. You see, ladies, there are still men out there who refuse to allow the system to let you turn them into cucks. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 41-year-old Wisconsin man faces charges after his wife was found deleted in a basement on Monday. According to the criminal complaint, 34-year-old Margaret Lachey's father called Polk County Dispatch at around 8:45 p.m. asking for a welfare check for his daughter. He had been with her earlier in the afternoon, helping her pack her belongings at her Osceola home. The father said that Margaret Lachey and her two children had been living with him in Iowa for the last 3 months. His daughter and son-in-law were having marital issues, and she was supposed to have arrived in Iowa that evening with her children, he told the dispatcher. That is something else we need to stop doing. We need to stop saying, even in married couples, it's her children. It is their children. Unless a DNA test has been performed to rule that man out. But I'm finally sick and tired of this society consistently saying, oh, it's her children, not their children. Once again, a subtle yet sinister way to completely remove the father from the picture. Roughly 10 minutes later, St. Paul Dispatch called Polk County saying that Jared Lachey, Margaret's husband, had contacted a crisis line. He said he was driving around with his two children, it should be their two children, and having thoughts of self-termination, the criminal complaint states. A Polk County officer spoke with Jared, who said he didn't know where Margaret was. He said the officer could look at her social media messages and quote unquote figure out which one of her boyfriends she might have ran off with, the document states. The officer then walked around the Lachey's home, which was surrounded by security cameras, and looked through a window into the basement where they saw a blanket on the floor. Officers entered the home later in the evening to find Margaret deleted in the basement under the blanket. there was a 22 caliber rifle on the ground next to her, and she had been shot in the back of the head, according to the documents. There was also a charging cord wrapped around her neck, and she appeared to have been dragged. Well, a 22 caliber rifle. That's going to be interesting in the scoring system. Separately, officers met with Jarrett at a Quick Trip in Osceola. He drove up in a Ford F-150 with his two children in the back seat. During his conversation with officers, he said he believed his wife was having an affair with several men and was associated with something that I don't want to talk about. He did not provide any details about Margaret Lachey's location according to the charges. At one point, Jarrett reached for something near his feet, a sawed-off shotgun, but an officer was able to arrest him. The officer noticed blood on his clothing. Charges state. He was charged on Wednesday with one count of first-degree intentional homicide. Well, well, well. Once again, I find it very ironic. We live in a society that openly allows women to be as unfaithful as they want, yet still telling us men that we have to remain faithful to them. However, I find it very, very, very ironic. You have women all over social media. Once again, thank you, social media, for allowing the modern Western woman to expose just how devious, how debaucherous, and downright despicable they truly are. Remember the one woman in the red dress? Oh, I'm sleeping with five different dudes. Tee-hee-hee. Women who openly admit, yeah, they cheated on the good guy in their life. And yet, gentlemen, we're still told we're wrong if we decide to take another option as opposed to the utterly and totally disgraceful Western woman. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Sounds like it went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, the rifle of retribution. I'm going to give that a 10 as well. Psychological impact. Unfortunately, the kids had to see what happened in regards to their father being arrested. So I'm going to give that a 20. For the brutality factor, execution style, I'm going to give that a 10. And for the uniqueness factor, he used a 22. Now, 22s are not really commonly considered a lethal round. However, at point blank, yeah. Back of the dome, yeah. So I'm going to give a 10 for the uniqueness factor simply because he used a 22 caliber rifle. So, Jarrett, the judge, Lachey gets a score of 60. Modern women, when will you learn? There are still men out there who take being cheated on very, very, very seriously. And yeah, that is one of the ultimate forms of disrespect, especially to a husband. Why? Now we all know women love to come back and say, well, men cheat, husbands cheat, blah, 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 blah. We've already settled this. A wife's infidelity is always going to be way more damaging and destructive than a man's infidelity. Why? Because first and foremost, when a woman decides she wants to step out on her husband, she has to first form the emotional attachment to the other guy. Yeah, that's worse. As opposed to us men, listen, we're opportunistic. Woman says, hey, you want to bang? Us guys, we'll say, sure, why not? We can have sex and completely separate our emotions from it. For us, it's just a physical release. For women, on the other hand, there's a whole lot of scheming and plotting and, like I said, emotional investment in the other guy to the point that she can actually manipulate the other guy into taking out her husband. Yeah. Not to mention the fact if she ends up getting pregnant by said guy. Yeah. Even more fucked up. A woman can get pregnant by a side guy within her marriage, and that husband will be forced by the corrupt family court system to raise said child. Yeah. Normally, that would be 100% evidence of her infidelity, and that man should be allowed to walk away from that woman. But oh, no, 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 no. The absolutely fucked up American court system says, nope, you're on the hook. And once again, you wonder why men are abandoning marriage. Something else. We know that women tend to be bigger carriers of STDs because of their plumbing. Yeah. How many wives actually infected their husband with an STD, then turned right around and gaslit him into believing that he infected her? Yeah. Yeah. But all in all, a wife's infidelity will always be more damaging than the husband's. I know it's a double standard that women don't like. But once again, here we are in a society that openly tells women, yes, it's okay for you to be unfaithful. And yet we're still going to hold a gun to that husband's head and tell him he has to accept it or he has to pay ungodly costs to get away from that woman. But I digress. I digress. Understand this, ladies. Understand it. Not every man is going to take it. There are men out there, if you cheat on them, guess what? At bare minimum, they're walking away. There are other guys who will put the mask on. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who think that somehow, some way, through I'm going to call the force of the state, that men are going to accept polyamory. No, scratch that. Men who actually have self-worth are going to accept polyamory, being cucked. You better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that the system affords you in order to be able to go this polyamorous route, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are still so desperate to have a woman in their life that they will accept infidelity, that they will accept polyamory, that's going out right along with it. Because once again, I'm going to reiterate, there are still way more men out there who value themselves, who have self-worth, who have self-damn respect, who will not allow themselves to be cucked by a cheating woman. And guess what? When that man decides I'm going to take action, hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.